Hey, Rich.
Things are different.
Things are different.
Hey, first, okay. Introduce yourself really quick and then give me the 60-second tour. So first off, who are you?
I am Sarah Schulein, and I am the founder and owner of Skate Gionis.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now give us the 30-second tour.
What's up?
Carvers.
Carvers. We have carvers. Really, really hard to find carvers in Costa Rica, but we have them, and we're really proud of having them. We have Girl Squirrel Carvers, which are amazing, amazing boards because they're very versatile. They skate the park really well, especially the bowl. So that's exciting. Different kinds of carvers, shapes, sizes. Drew Brophy, he's a surf skater artist. He did one of the murals at the Nazara Skate Park.
Ah, okay, so that's where I recognize that style. Shout out to that guy.
And he very generously gave us some decks to sell at the shop.
Shout out to Drew. So what else is happening? Skate supplies?
We have skates, so anything you need. If you have a problem with your bearings, we got it. We got everything that you need. We have bolts, we have bearings.
These have some
wheels.
Fellas.
We have some fellas. Two Wave Studio did these amazing photographs for us of various people.
So shout out to Two Waves?
Yep.
What's all this? Helmets, just equipment, supplies, all that?
Very important. Kid fell at the park the other day, knocked his head really hard in the bowl. So we're really encouraging helmets all the time. Even though sometimes I don't wear one, I know I should wear one all the time.
Well, you said it publicly, now you can watch yourself say that back.
I'm going to wear a helmet at the park all the time.
Smart idea. Hitting your head hurts. Someone told me that once.
Yeah, it really hurts. Okay, right. We have decks of all different sizes.
You have a lot of skate decks. I was not expecting this.
We have more coming tomorrow. We have Baker. We have Toy Machine. We have Foundation. We have Element. We have
a bunch of skate decks.
We have a bunch of skate decks. We've got Solo Wood, which is a Costa Rican brand. We're super stoked to be carrying a Costa Rican brand and a brand from Panama.
You have girl-specific stuff, and you have Costa Rica-specific stuff, and Panamanian.
Yeah.
All right. You're doing interesting things and trying to localize as much as you can, huh?
Yeah. And we're about to get Globe in here as well.
Cool. More skate supplies?
We have really sold a lot of socks.
Socks.
I think we're going to run out of socks, like, really quick. But we're getting Stance next month, which is very exciting.
Nice.
But people want socks in Azara.
I did not. I don't think I've worn any for a couple years, about 15 years, but maybe I need some socks.
Let's do the sticker. I'm going to do the sticker. So we had this little competition with the kids where they were going to design a sticker.
I remember that.
They were going to choose the best one, and they were going to make stickers out of them. This is it. Winston from Del Mar.
Shout out to Winston.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Really cool. But it's going to keep going. And we, in our art studio over there, we want to encourage kids to come in here at any time and do some art. And periodically, we'll make new stickers, we'll sell them, and the proceeds will go to a local school.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now we have our clothing.
Well, you got a bike, too.
Oh, we have a bike from Buena Ride. My friends Margarita and Connor, you come in here, you scan that, and they'll bring you a bike.
Ah,
sweet. An electric bike.
So you don't have to cross the street. They can just come here.
Yeah.
Sweet. Shout out to Buena Ride.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Right on. Okay. So... Clothes.
Okay. Clothes was important. Skate gear, skate culture, and skate fashion is a big thing. Now that we have a skate park, I see all the kids, they're like starting to really find their style. I didn't want to go down the path right away of just having Volcrum and like Ruka. So I worked with two local clothing people to kind of curate some fun stuff. This is Candy. I'm from Havana Clothing.
Why walk when you can skate?
This says, hate less, skate more.
Okay, that's pretty good.
There you go. So she does, she paints on clothing and turns them into kind of like artwork. This is the one that I'm going to get for myself.
Nice.
Just saying.
Overalls are cool.
It's cool, right? I like the one piece, kind of like old school.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right,
we have our t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, we have our t-shirts. That's the only thing that we really do here.
Okay.
In terms of for skate canvas. And this is hot tamale.
I was gonna say, it's like hot tamale stuff to me.
This is hot tamale. And this stuff is selling super quick.
Shout out to Lily.
And I wanted to like do kind of like vintage skate gear. There's a ton of people that are like, have things already on reserve. So they were stoked.
Nice. And then the logo, how long did it take you to come up with that?
Many, many manifestations.
So I bet it went through more than one iteration.
It really did. And then the woman, and talk about the woman there. So this was really important because some people said, oh, you're going to alienate yourself if you do like put a female in your logo. And I was like, absolutely not, because I think she represents so much more than just like a female skating and the power behind her. But, you know, she doesn't have an age or gender or anything or race. It's like she represents fun, good vibes. Everyone can skate. It's you know, you go to the park should be a place that accepts everyone all the time.
Right on.
So, you know, I'm a, you know, female skater. I started skating like later, you know, in life. I didn't grow up skating. I found it and like, just was like, this is the best thing I've ever done when I really got into it. And I found so many more like seeing women and girls at the skate park, which is super inspiring because I think that there was a generation where you just didn't skate if you were a girl. And it's intimidating when you're a girl, especially if you're like a young girl, a teenager, and you go to the park and you see all these guys like ripping. Or if you're like a mom that wants to learn to skate because their kid is skating, but you feel intimidated. So what we're really trying to do is create a space for that in Nazar, and it's really like taken off in a significant, amazing way.
As you were saying that, I was just thinking, it's like, the vibe here is so good. I see moms out there who haven't been skating, even on roller skates, on everything, and see kids, boys, girls. I didn't even think about it because it's just so it's such a nice, welcoming, kind of happy place.
Yeah, and so
thanks for doing that.
I started girls group on Saturday, which is like, I think the best thing ever, best part of my week. We meet at the park. We just free skate as a supportive group for an hour. They obviously get like tips, and it was more about the support and them supporting one another. So when they do something that they're really proud of or something they've been working on, everybody cheers for them. And that's like the vibe that we want. And then we come back to the shop and we have girl talk and we do art.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell us real quick. So you have an art studio and rentals as well. Cover that.
Yes. Rentals are really important if you're traveling, you know, and you don't bring your board. Also, if you don't want to commit to buying a board and you don't know what kind of board you want to buy, then we'll give you a loan of board.
I got you. So people can feel it out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we make it like cheap enough so it's accessible. The protective gear comes with it. So if you...
So you can test drive it and have your equipment.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly.
All right. Well, I need to order a big one for very big people.
Extra large.
Yeah.
I'm on the hunt for it.
Big fat guys, please.
Biggest carver we can find.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. So also, if you book a lesson, then the board is provided as well as part of the lesson. You don't have to buy a skateboard to have a lesson with us.
Nice.
Hey, kind of important.
Yeah. Details.
You can hate it and you're like, oh, I just spent $180 on a board and I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, surfing, you kind of got to do that in most cases. That's very hard to, it's a big commitment too,
it's
right?
It's a big commitment. It's a big commitment.
Speaking of big commitments.
Yeah.
Tell us about the competitions, because I was really interested to hear that. Like, you guys were like traveling. You had just done something in San Jose.
San Jose. We came third place in San Jose. It was the very first skate US team competition.
Nice. The stars on the map.
Yeah. We just got back from Playa Grande. It was a really cool competition. And Kailani won first place. In his age division.
Right on.
So it's really cool. So Roberto Chavez and I, who's my shop manager, we really wanted to have like a Nazara skate team for locals. It's really, really important to us because this park really, it's the community that's the most important aspect of that park. And it's the great leveler, right?
Mm.
When you're out surfing, you're out there, everyone's trying to catch the best wave. You get snaked all the time. People aren't talking and being friendly. We're not having this conversation.
Some of us
are. Right. Well, some of you are. But for the most part, it's not like social.
Surfing is far more selfish sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's not an official order to the operation. So somebody who's aggressive can just out paddle the next person. And
you're not cheering for that person either.
Well, again, they're so selfish that a lot of them don't care. But some people do. But the cool thing that you have is that wave is always there. That skate park's always there.
It's always there.
And that means a lot to me because when I got back in the rainy season, right as the park was finishing and the waves weren't very good, it was so awesome to have a place to go to go hit. Yeah, I love skateboarding. I'm just scared of the concrete.
And then, well, everybody is, you know, but it's like you don't have to go Take it easy. I'm not trying to be anyone's hero when I'm up there. I just want to go and have fun and, you know, like live my best life up there. That's what it's all about, you know? And it doesn't matter who does like what trick. It's about being up there and just doing it. And I think that that's the most important message that I give to any woman that wants to skate. And I have so many people that come to me. They're just like, I want to skate because I want to connect with my kid. Like, a lot of moms are like, you know, I skated with my boys. It was amazing when we could all go to the beach and skate together. Yeah. Like, how incredible is that? It's like I said, it's a little different than surfing. And when you're up at the park, you got locals, you got expats, you have everyone together in one area, and you get to meet people in a different way.
You're right. Right? You're right. It's a different platform, different setup. And yeah, also the non-skaters can still talk and hang.
Exactly.
Again, shout out to Ree, everybody, all you guys, dosar.com, whatever I'm supposed to say. Thank you to everybody. Like, just what the energy and the things that are happening is changing the town. There's a social scene and a way for kids to get into something and progress their lives, face fears, overcome them, enjoy themselves at the same time, meet people they wouldn't normally talk to.
Exactly.
I get what you're saying, and I agree. Yeah. I'm really grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I really feel like, you know, giving these kids like a purpose to really work on something and compete, and now they have a little taste of it. It's not about, you know, they born and bred in Nazara. And all of a sudden they're in like San Jose being exposed to something else and really pushing themselves and thinking about what is could be more in their life is so, so important. And if skateboarding can give that to them, then we will, Skate Guiones is behind them 100%. We're really proud. We have our first female skater on the team. And that's like super, she's out there all the time just working really, really hard to land her tricks.
That's beautiful. Amazing. It's beautiful. Congratulations on your success. Is there any other messages, any other thoughts you want to get out there? Because it seems like, it just seems fantastic, really.
Good vibes, you know, that's all we're here to spread is like good vibes and, you know, authenticity. And like, we want this shop to be the hub. We want everyone to be welcome. Do we talk about the Thrashers, our skate library?
While you were talking, I was picking up the Thrashers and it was bringing back to my childhood because I used to read Thrashers. Well, just all the time.
I was in touch with the Look Back Library, which is this really cool foundation that sets up skate libraries of vintage Thrashers in various skate shops. And I was like, do you think I could take some to Costa Rica?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know about that. So I was like, I'm going to try. Now, when I got into customs, they went through every single magazine. And they were like, looking like this, 2009. And then he picked one up. He goes, aha! And I looked at it, I said, 2013, get some glasses. He thought it said 2023. He was gonna catch me because he thought I was gonna sell them. And I was like, no.
So can I buy one of your Thrasher magazines?
No.
Just kidding.
It's really cool because I came in here with the girls and I was like, have any of you ever looked through a skate mag? And they were like, no.
Probably not.
They were so into it. And the kids come in here, they've never seen a Thrasher magazine. You know, especially when I have them from 2001.
Nice.
And so we're building a skate library. We're going to have like the art studio, the sofa, the skate library. Kids can come in here. They can fix their boards. We'll fix their boards for them. You know, we're going to have we have a projector instead of like a flat screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have live skate videos on the wall being projected back there.
Nice. Oh, art studio. Say a couple more words on the art studio, please. I don't know if I caught that.
Yes. So I decided to forgo having an office because I can work anywhere. And I thought what the community needed was a place where people could come and be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Because skating really is like a sport that is intensely creative, whether it's art, fashion, music, but also just skating is creative. It's like an art form for some people.
We used to just have stickers. If we could get them and slap them all over the place. It sounds like you're going where people can internalize how they feel, put it on their equipment, then go ride it. Am I saying you're...
Yeah. Like we're going to have like a graffiti art class for kids, you know, making their own stickers, creating their own logo. I did that with a group of kids. And then they like put it on a t-shirt, like their own skate logo, really like branding themselves of who they are and what's important about them, and a place where they can come and just like hang out and be creative with their friends. You can come and look at boards.
Nice.
Or you can go and do some art.
Or buy some clothes.
Or buy some clothes, whatever.
Or protect yourself from hitting your head. What's going on the card outside?
Oh, what's going to go happen there? That is Seaside Snacks, and it's smoothies, juice, and sandwiches.
Okay, cool. So people can quickly get something.
Get something there.
Nice.
Hang out there. Come in here. Some air conditioning.
Well, again, congratulations.
On the AC, thank you.
On the air conditioning. Last time I was here, it was a lot different. It was a lot more
hot.
It's pretty warm.
Pretty warm.
Now it's middle of the day. It's hot, and this is fantastic. And again, aside from your shop, thanks for what you're doing for the community. It's awesome.
Oh, and this ramp. Cool. Did you see a ramp out there?
I did.
Yeah.
I used to jump those or try to. Bring back a lot of memories from a long, long time ago.
We have our opening party tomorrow night, and we're going to have a little street ramp competition.
Any good jokes or sarcastic comments or anything crazy you felt like saying? I take it all back. Don't say anything. This is a good episode.
Cut! You're like, no, stop her there.
I'm talking to.